Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is December 10th. It's not the first Wednesday.
Did Binkley request this?
It's not the first Wednesday of the month. This better not be the sounder that I think it is.
Oh, it is the sounder that you're thinking of.
This sounder, this sounder typically has been used for one thing and one thing only on this show, and that is for mock drafts. And let me double check. Yes, December 10th, 2025. I said no mock drafts for the 2026 draft until we're in the year of the 2026 draft, as in we have to wait till the first week of January. What are we doing?
What are we doing right now? I couldn't help myself, fellas, because Field Yates came out with a mock draft, and I don't think you're going to like where it goes.
Is it related to
what you were just talking about.
No, I don't like it because we're talking draft on December 10th. That's why I don't like it.
And you might hate it more because with the 14th pick, Field Yates has the Chiefs taking Jeremiah Love, running back from Notre Dame.
Look, he's a hell of a player.
He is.
That's not
big
the issue.
Time.
He's a hell of a player. He's going to finish probably third or fourth in Heisman voting. Great player. The Chiefs should not spend their first pick, as much as we know they need a running back, on Jeremiah Love at 14. Now, you want to tell me they trade back and he's there at 19 or 20, we can have a different conversation. Maybe some of this is still the scar tissue from the Clyde Edwards-Helaire thing, and Jeremiah Love is a way better back than Clyde ever was in college, too. And Clyde was a pretty good back
Jonathan
at
Taylor
LSU.
Was right there, man.
I'm upset. You got me fired up because I do not want mock draft sounders happening until 2026.
But it's fun.
This is the point where we're at right now. This is the point where we're at. I know they still technically have a shot, but I don't think this is a bad thing looking
this
at
is,
this. I will say, do you want to hear
on this show,
you
want to
hear some of the descriptions? So Fugis does mention they might have some pause after the pick of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but Love is too good to pass up. He is amazingly explosive, agile, and balanced runner who effortlessly makes defenders miss. He's got 60 forced missed tackles on just 199 carries. The dude is a highlight reel.
He doesn't have the same workload that Ashton Jeanty had, so that's the positive.
He also is averaging 10.4 yards per catch. And he is a guy that out of the backfield has been very good in the passing game.
He is a great fit, and I was wrong when the Lions took Jahmyr Gibbs, and I can still hate this. Is that okay? Every once in a while it does work. I feel like I'm still allowed to hate this.
Part for the of reason that the biggest need, yes.
Defensive line. You're going to hear me say that 100 more times before the draft, if not 1,000.
Any mock draft that doesn't have a defensive lineman, Gold's going to be
the first pick of the Chiefs draft has to be some, I don't know who, defensive linemen. If they end up trading and they get multiple first round picks, then sure, they could take a running back with one of their first round picks if they end up with two of them. It cannot be the only first round pick that they take, especially if it's 14. And Jeremiah Love can go on and have a really nice career. This is not like an anti-Jeremiah Love thing.
What level of running back as a pro would you have to lock in to use the 14th overall pick? If I said he is right now Bijan Robinson as he currently sits, that's what he'll be when he gets in the league, and we know it as a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey. Is there, like, what's
well,
the level?
Christian McCaffrey, yes, obviously.
If it's McCaffrey, it's a lock.
Obviously, yes.
If you, knew he was Jahmyr Gibbs right now,
well,
yes.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is the best running back in football right now. He really is.
I mean, Bijan might finish with 1,000.
Yeah, my only
and this offense, he's another guy. Be,
yeah. The only pushback, in you're right, it's this offense. In Atlanta, I hadn't done anything for them.
No, but we know for the Chiefs it would mean more than... I told you, I actually think in a weird way you can take better risk like that as a team that has the other pieces. Because the mistake these teams make is they take a running back when they don't even have a quarterback. That's why Jahmyr Gibbs worked, right? They have a quarterback.
To me, it's just the balance. Like, we can all acknowledge that they need more explosiveness in the backfield, that they have not invested there in a while, that it's become something they've completely ignored here as of late, and that has to change. While also not feeling like they have to spend their highest draft pick in the Brett Veach era, other than, in the Brett Veach era, I guess it would be, on a running back. That's all.
He is, historically, I'll say right now, he has one big incomplete because Simmons, if he ends up being an all-pro or Pro Bowl caliber left tackle, the grading system's going to go up. And half the years he's been the GM, he does not have a first-round pick. We break this down tomorrow. He's not exactly hit on his early round picks to great success. Because Worthy right now is having the first two same years statistically as Mecole Hardman did.
Somebody asked what size is Jeremiah Love? He's 6'2", 215.
Not even like a small back.
Right, since you already broke the glass open here and decided to do a mock draft,
he's averaging 7 yards a carry right now.
2025, not 2026. Now I'm curious. Tell me what some of the other highlights are.
Yeah, who goes number one? Fernando Mendoza?
Yes, Fernando Mendoza. And by the way, this field has a trade for in order to get Fernando Mendoza. Yeah,
why are we doing trades in mock drafts?
That's the Jets moving up to number one with the projected first-round pick of the Giants to get Fernando Mendoza. The Raiders at number two take Dante Moore. The Titans take Arvell Reese, edge and linebacker out of Ohio State.
It's so far from the draft, I don't even know who any of these people are.
I don't have my scouting reports.
You know who Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore are.
I know who Fernando... Yeah, but then you got to the third person. I didn't even know who you were talking about.
Arvell Reese might be the second best player on that defense.
I don't have my superlatives ready to go yet. It's too early. The knee bend, hip, you know, all that. I don't have all that.
Carnell Tate to the Browns.
Powerful lower body. We don't have any of that.
I'll get to the AFC West teams as well. They do have the Bengals taking Reuben Bain Jr., thankfully. Again, who's to say they won't take an offensive player?
He'll be a bust. Poor guy.
Reuben Bain is big time.
If they take another offensive player, fire the GM. Malpractice.
Yeah.
We think the Chiefs can't take a running back. If the Cincinnati Bengals take any player on offense, it's malpractice.
Yep. Duke Tobin should be gone. But anyways, getting to... So we already mentioned the Raiders. Tobin.
He almost has person's name. This is why he fails. It wasn't a good name, and he's got a stupid name. Of course, somebody named Duke Tobin is not succeeding. That's a stupid name.
At 24, he has the Chargers taking Oliva Vega Ione, guard out of Penn State.
Sure.
And then he has the Denver Broncos at 32, mind you. Taking Chris Bell, wide receiver out of Louisville. He's one of those guys that's big, tall, can go catch the football on High Point, by the way. One of those guys the Chiefs could be interested in, depending on where he falls. They also have the Rams at 31, taking Ty Simpson out of Alabama.
Oh, I like that. I kind of like
that. I saw one. This was a different mock draft. I don't know what it would take, but they had the Rams trading up to number one to take Mendoza. I don't know how that would happen or what they'd have to give up.
Their GM used to say F them picks, that shirt or whatever it was, right?
Yeah. And if they landed, if Mendoza was a hit too, you would.
Less need.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. There's a very, very, very
Earliest mock draft.
I'm surprised Bink has not texted in.
Somebody mentioned Peter Woods. Peter Woods was taken before the Chiefs pick. Peter Woods is one of the best, if not the best, interior defensive linemen in the draft.
That's the name.
Point blank. Him or David Bailey, but Peter Woods is that guy.
Binkley probably doesn't even have a mock draft out yet.
Oh, yes, he does.
No. We actually rang the sounder.
When you were gone.
When you were gone and Bink was filling in.
And he had a mock?
Yeah, he had him taking Christian... Christian Miller, defensive lineman from Alabama. Or no, Georgia.
Okay. Well, at least we didn't beat Bink. So, that's a good sign. We didn't beat him to the mock draft situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.